But it's not called shichon because this bundle of shosayim is also called like an omer. But Torah's godish alav is also as loch of a godish. The Tanaim learned like this: omer sheyesh by shosayim. If you have a bundle of wheat that has, let's say, a shosayim of wheat, so shichon is shichon. If you leave it over, it's not called shichon. It has to be a regular omer, a small bundle, and not a big bundle like this. It's pocket in the loch of omer. It's called like a godish already. Like the whole asylum already. Omar Rabba Barbachon, Omar Rash Lokish, Charuv Hamurkav, Visaden Hashikmo, these two type of trees, Bonolomach Lakis, Rebbe Menachem, Rebbe Yosef Rabbonim, comes into this Machlaikis. If you makdish the field, do you mean to include these trees also? Chosmacho, Machlaikis, Rabbonim, Rebbe Yosef Rabbonim, Rabbonim Kachi, according to Rabbonim, it is Kodesh. Ayin Yofer Makdish, you Makdish Bayin Yofer. It says now Mishnah. From Nachman Rabbi Yosi, to Rabbi Shimon, to Bayin Ro Makdish. So if you Makdish these trees, when you Makdish the field, they're sold in this Machlaikis. Tamar says, Velema, why don't you say better Machlaikis, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbonin? It's told in the Machlaikis about Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbonin, whether you say you Makdish Bayin Yofer or Bayin Ra. Tamar says, true, but all Kamashman, this is what I want to teach us over here, to Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Tzrilei, he also holds like Rabbi Shimon. So they both hold, even when you makdish something, you makdish it by in raw, and you do not mean to be makdish the trees and the karka underneath it. Alright, Hadron Alecha, Amaych Rasabayis. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding the Ein Gimel Amar Aleph, or the Mishnah, New Perik. Amaych Rasasvina, somebody sells a ship. As we got finished already with the sodder, with the bayis, with the field, now we're going to a ship. It's interesting, the Rashbam says when you sell a ship, it has one halacha, whether you sell it, whether you give it for a present, or whether you makdish it. All the same halachas. Here there's no difference. That amarcheres hatzvin, if you sell a ship, or you makdish it, or give it for a present, that marcheres haturin, you also include the big mask, the beams that hold up the sails. V'yes ha'nes, you also include the sail itself. V'yes ha'ugin, and you also include the anchors. These things you need for the ship, they're included in the sail of a ship. V'yes kol ha'manhiginoisa, everything you need to make it go, like the oars, are also included in the sail. Avo loy marchar loyes avodim, but the crew, the servants that run it for you, they're not included in the sail of the ship. That's not part of the ship. Loyes ha'matsufim, and not the sacks that you store things in, that you put your schir in, for leyes antiki, and not the rooms that you store your schir in. The rooms that you store, the pamak that you want to sell, that's not included in the sale of the ship. But uvizman shomaloi hi v'choma shebetechoi, when you say you want to sell the ship and everything inside it, then harei kula mechurin. Then even the crew is also included in the sale, then everything is included in the sale of the ship. Now the Gemara explains. Turin, what is the Turin, the first thing that it's included? Iskriya. Iskriya, Rashi says, mashk, that's the mask. Sheporshin olav esavilon, that's the big pole that on top of this you put the, you hang the sail on it. V'chein uem is a posik also, eres melavonim loku, last size Turin alecho. And they took this eres tree, the big cedar tree, to make a Turin. So the proof is that what do you need such a big tree for, an eres tree? It has to be, it means the big pole that you hang the sails on. To make the sail of a ship, you need a big eres tree. That's the raya, turin means this big pole. Nais, what's nais? Adra, that's the sail itself, the sails. V'chein, the Rebbe Apostle says, seis berikma, in Mitzrayim hoyo, nifroshech, lios loch, lenais, was set out to be made for a nais, mashma, something spread out, that's the sail itself. That's the nes. Ugin, what's the ugin? That also is included in the sail of a ship. Tani Rebbe Chiya, elu uginin shalor. That's the anchors that you use to hold back to keep the ship still. V'chein Rebbe is also post like that. It says in Rus, halehen tisaberno ada sheyigdulu lehalehen. Means te egno levuti heis lish. Like, should I wait over so long? Like Rus was telling them, Naomi was telling Rus, and what are you waiting for? I don't have any children, I don't have any husbands for you. Don't wait. So Lashon of Teogno means Lashon of waiting. That's like the Ugnin, the anchors of the ship. That makes the ship wait. That keeps the ship in place. Manhigin, what are the manhigin that's also included in the sail? Amrababa elu hamoshitin shalur. That's the oars, the thing they used to row with, that's also included in the sail of the ship. The Chenuim is also posted like this, alunim miboshon, also mishar t'chayich. They're made to make you move with. The boy is saying, "Mehokav on this pasuk, va'yordam and yoseim kol toshe mishot." So that's a raya that manhigin goes on the oars. Now, turn around, but remember this: ha'moicheres hasvina. If you sell somebody a ship, moicheres iskalo. You also mean to include the iskalo. Remember, that's all the wood, that you need. Oh no, Iskalo Rashi says that's the kevish shel svina. That's the plank to walk up the ship. That's also included in the sail. You also mean to include the water there. Rashi says, because you can't drink the sea water, it's too salty. So on a ship, you have like a ditch there, a hole there that you store your water. So that's necessary for the ship, so that's included in the sail. Rabbi Nosson says, if you sell a ship, stam, mocheres habetzis. You also mean to sell the betzis. That's the smaller rowboats that you have on a big ship in order to be able to row to the shore. Like the big ship stays in the middle, near a port, and then you have to use the smaller rowboats to row in. So that's also included. Sumcha says a little different lashon that a mocheres hasvin, whoever sells a ship, is mocheres hadugis. He also means to sell the dugis. And Omar Rav says, Beitz is Haina Dugis, they're both the same thing. They both mean the small rowboats that you use if from a big ship to go onto the shore. Rabbi Nosson, Bavloi, Rabbi Nosson came from Bavel, Kari Lei Beitzis. He called the small ship, the small rowboats, Beitzis. Kediyam Rinshla, people say, Beitzios of the Meshon, the small rowboats of Meshon. Come on, Shabbos like that, Beitz and the Meshon. Yeah. By the Sumchis, the Var Eretz Yisrael. Sumchis came from Eretz Yisrael. Kari Lei, he called it Dugis. He called these small rowboats dugis. Kidafsila, the pasuk says, V'yachrischem v'siros duga. Skitzer, the small ships, small boats, were called dugis. Omar Rabbi says like this, Ishtoyili nechusiyam. Now we go to a few stories over here. And since we're talking about this mission about Merchus Aswino, we're going to start talking about a few stories that happened on the ship, happened on the ship when they were on the yam, in the middle of the sea. It says like this, Omar Rabba, Ishtoyili Nechusa Yama. The sailors told me, the people go down to the yam, they told me that high gala, the big wave, the mitful svina that sinks a ship, you should know, mischazi it looks, ki tzusisa denura, like a spark of fire, a chiyusa, a white fire, beresha the head of it, or machinen lei via lunso, and it hits you with a stick or with a piece of metal. The chokakole that on the piece of metal is carved out, er yasha erya, ko Hashem tzvokos, omen omen tzela, v'naich, and then the ship rests, then it drowns the ship. That's what happens when these big ships are drowned. First the wave, a big wave comes, and then a metal stick with these things carved out on it hits it, and then the ship drowns. Or else Rashi says v'naich mizof, or mashu, then it rests from its anger. Then it could be forkeret. Then the wave rests from its anger. Omar Rabba says like this, Ishtoyli nechusa yoma. Also the sailors told me that Bengala legala, what's the space from one wave to another wave? Telosa meya parsi. It could be 300 parses. That's how wide it is, distance from one wave to another one. Veruma, how high are these waves? Veruma degola, how high are the waves? Telosa meya parsa. 300 parsois. Very far distance. Zimnen Choda one time, Hevi Azlinen B'yurchas, one's going on the road, V'dalinen Gola, and the wave picked us up, Ad the Chazina, to were able to see, Be'mavosa de Kuchva Zutyo, like the place, Rashi says, Shchinoi, the place where it lives, the place of the small star. That's how high up we were, in the settling place of a small star. V'hevi Li was to us, Kemavros, like our boy Giyure Vizra. It was to us, Rashbam learns, it was like a spark there, That was the why the Vizrasha says, Beis Zera Arboyim Kur Shachardul, Dinafish Mishel Shel Zeroyim. That's how wide out this spark was. Kemivra, there was a lightning like that Arbog Gyurei Vizra, it was the width of four Gyurei Vizra the Chardla. That's a betting how much you could seed seeds of Chardla, of mustard seeds, which is a very wide place. Vidalin and Tfei, if it would have picked us up a little bit more, have a maklina mehavle, we would have been burnt from the heat of that star. But that's how high up we were. For Rami lo gala kala l'chavre, and we heard the way one wave was talking to his friend, the other wave, and saying like this: Chaverte shafkes midi biyamad lo shatfisay. Did you leave over anything in this world that you didn't destroy yet, that you didn't shatfisay, you didn't ruin? If you left over anything in this world, we'll do you a favor, we'll finish it off, we'll destroy it. Omalei, so one wave, the big gal in the ocean, said to the next wave, Puch, go, chazi guvrato demorach, like go see your master, like go see Hashem. Mole, because I have a commandment like that, mole chute chola v'lo yavri, I can't go over in one part of the sand, because I have to stay in the sea, I can't go on the dry land at all. Yeah. So Rashi and Kalemar, Ainli Rishus Lotas, I have no permission to go out from the water, Kamole Chutachola, Mole Roichev Chut, Mamash a small distance, I can't go on the dry land. Shinema the Pasik says, Hoisi Lois Tiror, aren't you afraid of me, Num Hashem, and Mipne Lois Sechilu, Ashe Samti Chol Gavul Yom, Chaykarlam Levereno. I made a boundary of the sea, the banks, the sand that you can't go over. That certain waves have no permission at all to go onto the dry land. Omar Rabbi said, "Ludidi to me, Chazan."